Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw Banging Denmark at Pip Theatre.
We did. Now, what a little surprise packet that was.
Yes, it's by playwright Van Badham, who is a very well-regarded Australian playwright. And this is a very quirky, interesting romantic comedy.
It is, and it's one of those things that I didn't really know what to expect. Obviously, the name's a little bit provocative, and it is a wild ride sexual rom-com with all of the warnings, but it also, but beyond that, beyond this surface level outwardly sexual banter, etc., is a much more considered, nuanced discussion about things like feminism, things like misogyny, things like dating, relationships. Very smart and funny and wicked.
And it didn't go into this men-hating feminism, this kind of misandry, all men are pigs kind of stuff. And there were good men with and good women and interesting gender dynamics that I found really interesting and not preachy in any way. It kept its romantic comedy isms while still exploring complicated, nuanced gender dynamics in a way that I found very interesting.
Look, all of the characters were kind of flawed but interesting. And the thing that I liked about it was that it could have, because of the overt sexualization and naughtiness of it, it could have just been crude, but it wasn't. It was a lot more subtle than that, and that was because, I think, of really tight directions and some really awesome performances.
Yes, this was directed by Hardy Gledhill, and it's a pretty spectacular script, but brought to life spectacularly by a strong ensemble across the board.
Yep, there were four people, two men, two women.
You mean five?
Yeah, there were five people. Well,
three women, two men.
I forgot the one in the middle, the one who's actually from Denmark.
Yep.
In a piece of will they, won't they, will she, won't she kind of.
And it really, and it took some turns that I was not expecting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the most simple of sets that you will ever see with a stage that is transverse.
No, traverse.
Traverse, yes, that too. And audience either side. But there are bits of the theatre that are used to this that I have never seen before. People are climbing up into the lighting box and
it's very, very clever. And I just think we went to the first preview. And the thing about a first preview is that it is just that. It's the first time that it's gotten in front of an audience. And occasionally with that you see kinks.
Yeah, because that's what it's for. The kinks aren't bad, they just are. But if they were there, I didn't see them.
Or if they were there, they were to the benefit of the play, that it's like, oh, we see it at its purest, at its rawest form, that it might get more sophisticated and tighter as the season goes on. But there's something so pure about in its rawest form when people are just playing.
And I have to say, too, that the joy of the audience, they were riding along with it. Now, that can be a distraction. Sometimes you get a hometown audience where you think, well, you just shut up and let the play be the play.
When everyone is laughing a little too loud, a little too early and a little too often.
No, but this was a cheer squad that was just in it for the
what
love
it was.
Of it.
And is it a play that it's going to keep me up at night thinking, oh, my God, I can't believe I was so moved by that.
No.
At its heart, it's still a rom-com.
Mm.
And it kept its romantic comedy bones while still saying something.
Yeah, and I think that's it's one of those nights in the theatre that you come away and go, yeah, I felt really happy about that. I felt like it was a privilege to be in the audience and see this thing.
And across the board, the cast was pretty stunning. Tegan Braithwaite as our kind of feminist professor. Regan Lane as our kind of pickup artist bad boy.
He was hilarious, yeah.
Amelia Slater as Anne, who is our titular dame.
Mm-hmm.
Janaki Girard as Denise and Dudley Powell as Toby are kind of supporting friends who might be more than friends, kind of friends, back and forth.
Yeah, where is that going to end up? Lots and lots of interaction and complicated relationships.
And every character kind of had a scene with every other character in a way that I found interesting and dynamic, and none of them felt forced. It's not like, why are these two characters interacting now?
No. Yeah. Yeah, smart writing, smart directing, smart performances. I thought it was overall a really smart production.
And it was a great use of space.
Mm. Yeah.
In that the thing about Traverse is that you can always see another audience member.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way it's set up, you're not just watching the play, you're watching the audience, and the characters on the stage are also kind of watching you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Everyone's playing off each other and the energy in the room was palpable.
And the downside of that, the risk of that, is that you're distracted by the other audience members and you disengage from the play itself and find yourself more people watching, which is a bit fine, but can be a distraction. This was not a distraction. The people watching, you're watching the people watching the play, and it all kind of worked to create this boiling point and this additional pressure and additional pressure and additional pressure in a way that was really interesting.
Because you're starting with what is a small theatre anyway, and so then to divide the space up into two bits, you risk, I think, everyone being caught in their own small bubble. But that never happened, and all the set pieces themselves were just theatre blocks moved around backwards and forwards.
A couple of sets, a couple of props, a few carrots.
Yeah, carrots and apples. And a couple of physical moments that were just off the tree.
And a very clever, creative piece of costuming.
Yes. How did that thing stay on? Only ever a second away from a wardrobe malfunction. So there were so many things to enjoy about this. And enjoy it, I did.
Yes. Look, I would think, if I had one note,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of in some ways a bit late to change some of these, I thought a couple of the age dynamics didn't quite work because some of the actors read a bit younger than that, the actors portraying them, or that energy kind of didn't always translate.
But in every case, they were solid enough to get away with it.
Although, look, yes, they got away with it. I just thought there perhaps was a stronger zhuzh where if they just play it slightly older or read slightly older in the space, that could make a different, interesting dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Rating.
Well, I am going to give it a high distinction. I'm a happy Vegemite.
I think I am as well.
Excellent. And the next time we speak, we will be in London.
Yes, we will.
We may actually speak to each other before then, on a long flight.
Yeah, the long flight, we're probably going to talk, but we're not going to ride home review the flight.
Oh, God. It's a performance I'd rather forget.
Yes.
See you all.
Bye-bye.